How do you learn to get control of your days? Hi, welcome to another episode of Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach for business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs. You can always find me over at choosetohaveitall.com. And today we're talking about getting control of your schedule, staying focused, and staying on task. I have a question in my inbox sitting in front of me about managing digital distraction. I think as you listen to the question and my answer, you'll see that perhaps the question isn't really about digital distraction so much as it's about getting control of your day, doing what you said you were going to do, managing the things that are important, and learning how to let go of the rest when you're the boss or when you're a solopreneur. Because when you're running the show of your day, you get to, at any point in time, for any reason whatsoever, decide that you're not going to do the thing that you said you were going to do, or you're going to spend more time on X and less time on Y. And you don't feel the hit and the pinch of that choice until days later when you're sitting in the natural consequence. So let's dive into the listener letter and go from there. Hi, Heather. I've been listening to your podcast for months, and I can't believe it never occurred to me to ask before. I have a bad habit that I need to break. It bubbles up through the cracks in my day and fills up any available space. I have no idea how much time I actually waste in a day on this habit, but it could be hours. My biggest challenge right now is digital distraction. Dozens of times a day, I feel the urge to check news headlines and, of course, hop on Facebook. It's just for a minute, I tell myself. Then I scroll a little further, open up another article, and it's been 45 minutes that I could have spent on my morning yoga routine or some artwork for my blog. I have a feeling that there's a specific emotion I'm looking for when I get sucked in. I've been a news hound since 9/11, when I started refreshing the headlines over and over, trying to make sense of the world. Years later, I still scroll through the news sites, hoping to understand and to be reassured. I wasn't a Facebook addict until I started running my business last year. Now I search in hopes of finding the next great piece of shareable content, a group post that is crying out for my insight, or if I'm being really honest, some engagement and encouragement on my social media content. I want to find a better way to find that feeling of being reassured or encouraged. I also want to find a way to snap out of the news trance or Facebook hypnosis. I know I need to set limits and be mindful about how I spend my time, but I sure could use your help and insight to figure out how. Thank you. Okay, so first of all, if this is Facebook addiction, you can go back a couple of weeks ago. I did an episode on how to back away from Facebook, and that can give you some starting ground. And you're talking about digital distraction, and you're talking about numbing out and tuning out and losing time. What's missing from the conversation, and even though you know you have a problem, even though you know what the problem is, and even though you likely know there's apps that can turn off digital notifications and articles and all of that, you're still struggling. The root of that struggle is not a productivity problem. It's not a focus problem. It's not a time management problem. At the root of it is what you're talking to me about at the end of your letter, the need for reassurance, the need for encouragement and engagement, a thumbs up, if you will, like, hey, you're on the right track, you're doing the right thing, you're heading in the right direction. We see you. The solopreneur journey is really lonely if you let it be, because you're managing so many different balls in the air entirely on yourself. The opportunities to engage with other people who get it in your local sort of community, in your in real life world, if you'd allow me to call it that, are so limited that you end up running to social media and to the news sites for company. A lot of what you're talking about here is loneliness. This idea of connecting and needing to be connected to people who are doing what you're doing. Or if it's not loneliness and I'm on a football field right now while you're playing baseball, then part of what you're looking for is that validation, that encouragement, that the idea of being seen. That is the need. When you're not intentional about the need and how you want it to get met, you end up going to Facebook and the need doesn't even get met because you're not being intentional about it. So when you identify at the core, what is the need here? How am I going to meet that need and make a plan for that accordingly? Then when you're in that part of your plan, you can intentionally be aware of saying, I'm using this time to connect. I'm using this time to engage with people or to check in on my content. And so the way I manage this personally is I schedule it. I know that I like banter time on Facebook. I know that I like time to just read what other people are doing or check out YouTube videos or, you know, do something like that. So rather than having it be something that I feel like I have to sneak away for or I have to find the 5 minutes, I schedule them into my time and my breaks. And it'll, sometimes I'll say like 15 minutes YouTube and it's literally on my schedule. And I get to browse for 15 minutes and, you know, scan through videos and watch whatever I want. But then I'm intentional about it, recognizing that I like to do it, recognizing that if I don't sort of put an end to it, I could be sucked into the YouTube void for ages, but that I am going to use that time of distraction mindfully and with intention so that if I'm not scheduling it in, I don't open the app. And I also have rules for myself where I'm allowed more time on the weekends. If I end up being upset with myself that I spent too much time on, reading articles or doing things on the weekends, then I'll back away and I'll, you know, sort of limit myself there. But what you're talking about is a need to be seen, a need to get validated, to see, you know, like a tap, 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 is this thing on kind of thing. Like if I wrote a blog post, did people read it? If I put out this idea, did people like it? If I made this comment, did people say back? So part of what you're talking about here is that you're not getting validation. You're not feeling seen. You're not feeling appreciated. So what would feel validating? What would help you feel seen and appreciated and respected and acknowledged? Because it might not be that you actually are getting your needs met on Facebook. It may just be the easy answer because you can open up the app and see that you've been liked 7 times. But what at the core is the need? And how can you get it to be met so that then you're looking and you're finding time in your schedule. If you know that you're somebody who is, it sounds a little bit impulsive here when you talk about going to the news sites and going to Facebook and that you're not intentionally planning it. But if you know that you're more settled and at rest when you check on things and you know the state of the world, then you have to have a routine for doing that so that it's built into your day as a way to settle you, because the need is to feel settled and in the know, to recognize that things like that can get out of control and you can feel like you need to like refresh that button every 7 minutes. That's not healthy and it's not helpful. So what is the need? If the need is to be informed, then you get informed at the beginning of your day and then you get informed in the middle of your day or at the end of your day. But when, how often, if you're thinking about the person you want to be, the way you want to move through the world and the business you want to run, what amount of time on digital feels good to you? What amount of time reading articles, doing social media work feels good? An ideal way to do that. And then you parcel that out and schedule it out so that you are driving the show. Because what ends up happening when you go to it in a mind-numbing state, you have no idea what you're going there for. You're not even aware. I talked about it actually in my episode that I did on backing away from Facebook, that so often I do it when I'm bored or when I'm like, you know, not thinking about anything. I'm mindlessly doing it rather than identifying for myself, I'm bored. What would I like to be doing right now? What would interest me? Because likely I'm still going to be bored after scrolling through on Facebook. So if you can get really clear with yourself on what the need is, give yourself permission to have that need validated. validated. Ask yourself, does digital solve this problem? If it does, how much time do I need to give it to? And then schedule it in. But recognize that sometimes we're trying to use digital to meet needs that are completely unrealistic for digital to meet. If you were needing to be seen and needing to be validated, the vanity metrics of Facebook and social media are not going to meet that need, which is why you're going to keep going back. Not because you can't control yourself, not because you're overly focused, but because the need hasn't gotten met. So what I'd really like you to do is look at the root of the problem. Look at the feelings you're trying to face. Look at the feelings you're trying to numb out from. Look at the feelings you're trying to distract yourself from, and see what would help you soothe those feelings. And then once you get a sense of that, if you know that you do have digital impulsivity, if you do know that like you go to the social media sites too often, you turn on the phone when you don't need to, then I think it's time to get a collection of, you know, reviews out there from people on what productivity apps or what notification apps they like and ask them. I'm not an expert. I don't use any of them, so I wouldn't be able to tell you, but you can ask around. But again, I don't think that this is a time management problem. I don't even think it's like a notification management problem. This is a problem of trying to solve an emotional need with something that doesn't inconvenience anybody else. You can go to the phone and just tune out and numb out for as long as you want, and it doesn't hurt anybody. And it doesn't require any vulnerability on your part. But as soon as you say like, hey, could I do a coffee talk with somebody? Hey, could I do this? Would you be available for that? That starts to feel vulnerable. And, you know, I just mentioned coffee talk, so I'm glad I said that because I reminded myself of something else I wanted to say here. Is that part of the journey of solopreneurship is lonely. And you heard me mention that earlier in the episode, and then I got distracted. So I'm going to come back to that for a second and just also give you another hint, is that one of the other things I do is I schedule in those social chats with people into the schedule so that it's not like running me. I'm not impulsively doing it, but I'm looking at my week. I'm seeing when do I have openings? When do I have time to chat with people? And then I reach out to somebody who I haven't chatted with in a while and say, hey, would you like to chat for 20 minutes or something like that? So once you're aware of what the need is, once you're aware of what you've been thinking and feeling and what you're trying to self-soothe with digital, you'll be able to figure yourself out and you'll be able to get focused. So definitely check out that episode I did a couple of weeks ago on backing away from Facebook. And then just do the gut check with yourself. What is it here that you really need? What are you hoping for? Is there another way you can get that need met? Or if you are going to use digital, make sure you're being intentional about it. And then lastly, as soon as you recognize for yourself that you do need some sort of assistance from an app on managing notifications or turning off access to sites during specific hours, just do yourself a favor and get some help with that. So hopefully that helps. Thanks so much for reaching out. I really appreciate your help and filling up my inbox. The best questions always make for the best pod. So please do keep the questions coming. Anybody that wants my two cents on their life or business, you can find me over at heather@choosetohaveitall.com. I also want to let you know of something super, super cool. I'm so excited about this. I just put together with the help of a colleague of mine, Heather Clark over at Home and Office Detox. She helped me put together a binge list episode list of my best podcasts. I call it the binge list for bosses. So I'm up to, I think, 177 episodes now of this show, which is completely ridiculous. So I picked my top 10 of the ones that I think every boss must listen to. You can grab your list and then get updated on all my podcast episodes in case you missed one. You can find it over at choosetohaveitall.com/podcast. Get your list. Let me know what you think. I think it looks great. There's memes and quotes and pictures. Oh my, you'll get the best 10 episodes. And I really look forward to hearing what you think about it. Grab it. And I'll put the link again in the show notes. Thanks so much for talking to me today. I look forward to catching up with you next time. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.